Tippendales, it's still early in the year. Happy 2026. If one of your goals this year is to get better with money, you're in luck. We have a tip for you. Ned, what is the tip?
This tip's so stressful, Tippendales. Hey, use a budgeting app. I know, they're so stressful. And you're saying, hey, Ned, but most of them are so individually focused that it's impossible for me to do a budgeting app with my partner and for my household. I'm here to tell you that that's not true. There are other apps that are great, that are designed for couples and families and whatnot. I won't name them here because they don't sponsor us. But if you DM us, I'll tell you the one that I use.
You got to give us something. You got to give us something.
No, because I want them to pay us for this tip,
I know,
Ariel.
I do too, but maybe we have to tease so that we get people interested.
There is an app that shares a name with a very popular kind of butterfly
that I use.
And I am a huge fan of this tool. It has been instrumental in building budgets for my household with my wife and I, and it's very, 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 very useful. And you can log, you know, different cards to different people, so we can look at like my personal expenses, my wife's personal expenses, how they all align, where the money's coming in, where it's cut, all of it. If you overspend on a category that you set a budget for, and you're like, man, I'm running out of, like, that's bad. It's not necessarily bad. Maybe you picked a bad number to start with. Like, there's no reason you can't change the budgeted number to the new number you've found, as long as you're still working within your means and your maximums and things like that. So budgeting apps are extremely helpful just to give you a raw view of what the heck is going on with your money.
Love this tip. Tippendales, we are excited for you if you're on a money journey, and we believe in you, and hopefully we'll be able to share some codes with you in the future for discounts.
Tag in your favorite budgeting app in the comments so that they know they could have sponsored this episode.
And they can sponsor a future one. Bye.
That's so true.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.